I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. California became the first state to legalize medical marijuana in 1996. 11 years ago, Vermont followed suit. But scientists and doctors still know surprisingly little about the pharmacology of cannabis. And a Vermont-based think tank is hoping to transform the industry by applying new science to an old drug. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
When you feel a headache coming on or that sore back starts to act up, choosing a medical intervention is a pretty straightforward affair.
When you actually go to a pharmacy and you buy an aspirin or you buy ibuprofen, you know exactly the number of milligrams that you're going to get from that pill every single time.
That's Willie Katz-Barrell, an associate professor at the University of Vermont's Grossman School of Business. He's a member of something called the Phytosciences Institute, and this think tank, as its five founders refer to it, is hoping to bring to medical marijuana the same kind of scientific scrutiny that groups like the FDA provide for conventional drugs.
So what we hope to do here in Vermont is to develop new technologies that are at the forefront of making sure that the products that are created are not only consumer safe, high quality, but absolutely reproducible time and time again.
Doctors have long known about the medical properties of the plant and its extracts. The fact that it's classified as a Schedule I narcotic by the federal government has, to say the least, hampered its scientific exploration.
When you lose federal approval, you lose the EPA, you lose the FDA, and you lose the USDA. So the industry has had to start self-regulating itself.
Monique McHenry is another member of the Phytosciences Institute. McHenry is a PhD-trained plant geneticist who has been developing strains of cannabis and hemp at a nonprofit medical marijuana dispensary in Montpelier. McHenry says one thing is abundantly clear. Ingesting cannabis offers profound symptom relief to those suffering from cancer, multiple sclerosis, and other chronic conditions that make people legally eligible to use medical marijuana in Vermont. Less apparent, McHenry says, are what elements of the drug and at what dosages are best for treating the specific symptoms for which patients seek relief.
Is it the percentage that you find in weight, or is it the amount of THC in relation to other cannabinoids such as CBD, or does it involve other plant compounds like terpenes? We're not really sure of those answers right now.
Dr. Colin Freeman says Vermont could become the epicenter for the research and development that would provide those answers. Freeman is an emergency room doctor at the University of Vermont Medical Center. He's also a member of the Phytosciences Institute and heads up the lab testing company called Nutraceutical Sciences Laboratory that is one of its first projects.
And in that capacity, over the past 3 years, I've tried to work with a nonprofit medical marijuana dispensary to help ensure the safety and quality of the product and to help them conduct research that could lead to improved patient outcomes.
Freeman is especially interested in exploring cannabis as a tool for pain management, something he says could lessen reliance on opioids. But Freeman says testing protocols and research standards nationally for medical cannabis are inconsistent and unregimented, especially by the high standards of medicine.
We need to know what we're providing them.
In addition to research and development and quality assurance, the Phytosciences Institute, which was established as a benefit corporation, has a third mission, education. And the University of Vermont recently enlisted McHenry and Freeman to deliver classroom instruction. UVM says two courses, including a free 5-part online course called the Cannabis Lecture Series, will be the first medical cannabis courses in the nation to be offered by a college or university. Dr. Mark Nelson is the chairman of the Department of Pharmacology at the UVM College of Medicine.
I'm hoping that this will be a platform for future research and future investigations that will come up with novel therapeutic and medical uses for the cannabinoids.
Last week, members of the Phytosciences Institute released a 34-page white paper that recommends testing and regulatory guidelines that Vermont lawmakers should adopt for medical marijuana. They say elected officials should mandate the same protocols for cannabis sold for recreational use if lawmakers approve pending legislation that would legalize recreational use of the drug. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.